Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. Full Year 2018 Financial Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini of Polytems HR. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company's beliefs, plan, objectives, estimates or expectations, or possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Thank you everybody for attending this conference call after the release of our 2018 financial report. Enrico Romagnoli, in a few minutes, will guide you through the details of the 2018 financial results. I'll give you the very basic outline of the financials and then go through certain key elements of 2018. With a record 102 million in the fourth quarter, the annual sales volume reached 346 million, up 12.9% on 2017. Also, for the first time in 2018, in the fourth quarter, income from operations was higher than in the corresponding 2017 quarter, both in absolute value and as a margin on sales. Finally, 2018's EBIT was 30 million euros. Confirming what has been a recurring pattern in 2018 interim financials, revenue exceeded our guidance while income kept running behind. Our fourth quarter, with its outstanding results, was nevertheless no exception to this rule. Setting our performance in the frame of the economic environment of 2018, I have to express my deepest appreciation for the management of our business divisions and their ability to consolidate our market position worldwide, maintain a remarkable level of profitability while preparing the grounds for our future growth. After 2017, when tailwinds had sustained our growth in the most significant markets, especially in the Chinese market for sheet metal cutting laser systems, tailwinds became softer and in certain cases turned into strong headwinds. I'm making reference to the Chinese situation and to how the tariff war with the U.S. affected the Chinese economy, or better, affected the expectation on the Chinese manufacturers' activities growth. The whole world has been interpreting any small sign of uncertainty as an evidence of the impending downturn in China. And the general climate that has been generated has been a negative climate, not a climate you need in order to bullish initiate investments in capital equipment, which is what our customers need to do when purchasing our laser systems. But well, we managed to navigate through this semi-recession with a reduction of our growth down to 10% only, and a stronger impact on our income generation that in fact heavily influenced our consolidated income. But currently, as we experienced earlier in other years on the Chinese market, we are up and running again, and we see our growth opportunity untouched and our investment opportunity in China still very, very promising. China industrial market will be one of our stronger revenue drivers in 2019. Headwinds were also strong in the second half of the year for our flagship system, Mona Lisa Touch, our invention that changed the life of hundreds of thousands of women treating their vaginal atrophy. But as we made you aware, last summer, FDA issued a public letter that, though basically unsupported, had a very negative media and perception effect on our products, handing to our pharma competitors the weapon to attack and disrupt the aura of knowledge, effectiveness, and confidence we had built around Mona Lisa Touch. Sales softened in the second half, and it will take a long time for the brilliant sales volume of the recent past to be restored. In this, we are lucky to work with a top-level partner like Cynosure Hologic, which is willing to share with us the burden of their launch of the system, also undergoing further clinical studies on top of the 30 or around 30 we already count for Mona Lisa Touch, clinical study more appropriate to satisfy FDA's standards. Sales volume softening for Mona Lisa Touch and in the Chinese industrial market were, together with our transition phase in Japanese aesthetic market and the heavy burn borne in the year to support our Italian sales network in the professional aesthetics and beauty centers market, the main causes for the reduction in profitability from operations. But in what I consider a very good year, there were, of course, several positive contributors to our business. I'd like to mention a few. The acceleration of sales in the urological field, where on an already brilliant performance markedly by Quanta System, a very significant OEM partnership kicked in during the second half, pushing the sector to 2018's outstanding performance, and setting the ground for a further strong growth in 2019. We entered then the non-invasive body shaping market with our DECA Onda Cool Waves system, which has been selling very well from May on. And Onda is one of our hot devices for 2019 too. I'd like to spend a few more words on the product, how outstanding its performance are in terms of overall results, since it combines its fat reduction capabilities with its very effective skin tightening and cellulite treatment capabilities. Results are evident from the very first session. Patient satisfaction is very high, and this is the solid grounds for the future success of the device in a market segment where holding to promises and expectation is not very common. We are improving our capabilities in high-speed and high-thickness metal cutting. In the coming STAR conference next week in Milan, I will share with investors the amazing pictures and movies of our systems and their products. It's something that was unthinkable only 2 years ago, and it's now real, and it makes a real large market opportunity for us, and not only in China, our largest market, but also in Europe, Italy, and worldwide. Basically, we are now alluring with our system for other industry and for more customers within the core industry that were adopting laser cutting system to date. We launched several new products in 2018, and we increased our R&D spending in order to sustain and accelerate the pace of new products release. The figures are 6.2 million of expense versus 16.2 million expense versus the 12.9 expense of 2017, which means a 25% increase on R&D expenditure in 2018. You know that we compete in several segments, and in each of them, we pretend to be innovation leaders. This is costly, but it's the core of the LEND strategy. You will never see outstanding financial results because we cut costs and investments, but it's very unlikely that you will see large swings in our revenues due to product-related contingencies. I believe the way, in this year, LEND has absorbed a critical situation on one of our flagship products, Monalisa Touch, if not the most significant single products in terms of visibility and contribution to our sales, speaks for the soundness of our strategies and for the solid grounds on which our strategic expansion is built. And just a second. And finally, an outlook on the future. I confirm that we strongly believe in the mid-long-term growth of our group, and we work in order to make sure we are perfectly set to take advantage of the opportunities that our markets are offering. I just mentioned the R&D effort, but 2018 and 2019 are also the years in which we are enhancing our production capacity, basically all over the board. The new facility in China will be ready within the year. We did not rush to complete it for the spring, since the contingent 2018 market situation was not requiring it, but we sense the facility will be soon needed as the market is picking up again. Quantasystem in Samarate, Lasit in Torre Annunziata, Elen Crossroads, my office, Carle Penta in the neighbor county of Prato have all purchased additional facilities in order to be ready to handle more volume. And during 2019, also Asclepion in Iena, ASA in Vicenza will be completing, together with Wenzhou as mentioned, the construction of new buildings to accommodate the growing manufacturing needs. And while we are taking these very bold strides towards our future growth, we make sure we balance all our resources in order to match production capacity with the appropriate management capabilities needed to master the needed changes. We are reinforcing all management levels, and as you know, we created a strong management leadership separated from the board of directors with our general manager, Paolo Salvadeo. Please, Enrico, go ahead with the financials.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning, everybody. Going through financial results, in 2018, LEN recorded consolidated revenues of 346 million of euro, up 13% compared to the last year. The gross margin was 137 million of euro, up 8% compared to the 127 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The decrease in marginality to 39.7% from 41.5% is mainly due to a less favorable mix of products sold, especially in the medical sector. Operating costs were 42.9 million of euro, up 15.7%, but with an increase in the impact on sales compared with last year. The main increase concerns sales and marketing expenses to support sales activities and R&D expenses, and absorption of resources with an impact on the current results to improve the future ones. Staff cost was 59 million of euro, showing an increase of 9% compared to the 54 million of euro of the previous year, with a reduction on the impact on revenues. In staff costs are included the amounts of stock option and stock-based compensations. The amount in the year was 0.7 million of euro compared with 1.4 million of the last year. On December, the group's employees were 1,350, with an increase of 150 units from the beginning of the year. EBITDA was 35.6 million of euros, down 1.4% over the last year, with an impact on sales of 10.3% compared to the 11.8%. And the decrease in EBITDA is due to the reduction of gross margin profitability and to the increase in total value of operating costs. Amortization and other accruals were 5.6 million of euro, in line with last year and with a reduction on impact on sales. In this line, there is a balance between less accrual amounts for bad debts and more depreciation amounts due to the increase in CapEx. Operating results showed a positive balance of 29.9 million of euro, down compared to the 30.4 million of last year, and the impact on sales was 8.7% compared to the 9.9% of last year. Pre-tax results was 29.5 million of euro, up from the 27.2 million of last year, and the pre-tax income was positively affected by foreign exchange gain, especially on US dollar, compared with the negative impact of last year. With a tax rate in line with last year at 27% and the minority interest in line with the last year too at 23%, the net income was 16.8 million of euro compared to the 15.6 of last year, and the net income per shares increased to 0.87% from the 0.81%. In terms of balance sheet, group net financial position decreased of 22 million euros during the year, but with a strong cash generation during the last quarter of 7 million of euros. Net financial position is positive at year end for 62 million euros compared with the 84 million euros at the beginning of the year. During the period, dividends were paid for 8.4 million. Investment in fixed assets amounted to 27 million euros, out of which 9.7 million euros in the last quarter, mostly part of a vast investment plan for around 30 million euros in the years 2018-19, aimed to the expansion of production capacity of the group. In the year, approximately 22 million euros were invested to purchase, construct and to set up a new production plants in Italy, Europe, and China. The net working capital, even though increased during the year, showed a reduction, especially in inventory, during the fourth quarter. We also record that 12 million of euro are cash invested in insurance policies that, by their nature, are included among no current financial assets and so not included in net financial position. The most common on the fourth quarter result, where the sales increased over 16% compared to the fourth quarter of last year, and for the first time, the group realized over 100 million of euro of revenue in a quarter. The fourth quarter is usually the best quarter of the year in terms of sales and profitability. And in comparison with the fourth quarter of last year, showed an improvement in terms of EBITDA, EBIT, and pre-tax income. From the point of view of the geographical distribution of turnover, European market is recording the most significant growth rates, both in the medical and the industrial sectors. Italy and the rest of the world are paired in a growth around 10%. The turnover for medical system grew by more than 13%, and all the main segments showed a double-digit growth. The first 6 months, the surgical sector was characterized by the great recovery of sales of Mona Lisa Touch, later shaded by the effects of FDA letter mentioned before by Andrea, and at the end of July. And in the second half, by the progression of sales of system for urological application with the devices contribution of some important customers with prestigious brand served in OEM by Quanta System. Turnover in aesthetic segment increased over 10% thanks to the application for eye removal, the main one, tattoo and pigmented lesion removal, auto rejuvenation, and body shaping. The trend in the physiotherapy sector is still very positive thanks to the TUHASA, our company in Vicenza, which continues its expansion in international markets. Turnover for medical service returns to growth after the 2017 break. Interesting is the increase in the turnover of consumable, like single and multi-use optical fibers for urological application, destinated in large part to the OEM customers. An important increase, such as to overcome the decrease in turnover for full risk after sales service contracts, even though it caused a change in the sales mix with a negative impact on gross margin. The turnover of the industrial sector shows again a growth in all segments. The main segment is flat cutting, in which, after the extraordinary growth recorded in 2017, the group achieved another year of double-digit growth. Decisive in this sense was the sales trend in China, with a growth rate exceeding the 10% in local currency, and the excellent performance of Cutlite Penta, which was able to expand rapidly both in Italy, in Europe, and in American markets, maintaining a good share of turnover on its traditional application sector of plastic cutting and die bond cutting. The marking sector increased of 3% in the period, when the sales of laser sources went very well, with new niche applications in the textile and electromechanical sector that allowed the Florence plant to build a growing number of laser sources, not only for the production of internal integrators of the group. The turnover of industrial service is growing thanks to the increase in installed base, which, despite the reduction in maintenance cost, has increased the number of customers who require post-sale services, and thanks to the increase in consumable linked to the use of laser sources with CO2 RF technologies. Andrea, please go on the guidance.
Just to finish our presentation, we are now still in the very first month of 2018, and as you know, we do not have a backlog covering several months. Therefore, the guidance needs to be very cautious at this time. We see solid growth this year again. We can firmly say more than 5%, and we believe that 10% could be the ballpark going forward. Talking about EBIT, we see it growing as an effect of the increased volumes, but it's really too early to give a detailed guidance on gross margins on sales and on EBIT on sales, since both of them heavily depend upon the product mix between industrial and medical, and within each sector between higher and lower margin products. For the moment, I can assure you we're obviously doing our best to improve our earnings, but always keeping an eye on the midterm, and sometimes maintaining and enlarging market shares is something which, even at the immediate expense of a margin reduction, is an investment needed to assure future income growth. Thank you.
Excuse me, are you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready for the Q&A session?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and 2. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question, please press star and 1 at this time. The first question is from Andrea Bonfà of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. My questions are basically related to the, let's say, the main driver of your growth expectation for 2019. If you can elaborate first on the industrial laser segment, and if you see any slowdown in the, let's say, in the CapEx cycle going around both China and Euro, and if not, do you think is that related only to your product category, or is because your products have such features which are immune to the cycle? If you can just elaborate on that. The second one, how much of this, let's say, 5 to 10% growth is Honda driven? And if I may, within your guidance, how do you expect the net cash generation to evolve throughout the year? Because, I mean, with a 10% top-line growth, your net working capital absorption will be important. And generally speaking, according to my model, you will not be able to generate cash after the dividend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea. First of all, yes, we believe that industrial market will grow. The actual final growth rate will heavily depend on China, where we have about two-thirds of our industrial activities, but we are very positive about China in this in this moment. Yes, there are winds of downturn in China, but they are overcome. And in Europe, where I mean, there's a more uneasy economic situation. Nevertheless, we believe, as you mentioned, we have products that will be able to grant us growth, because in this particular moment, even though the manufacturing world may go through a slowdown in the very rapid growth we had in the last years, or in the rapid growth we had last year, we believe that the specificity and the innovativity of our products has now something to say in these years against the cycle. Basically, we have products, we have systems that are more alluring, as I said in my presentation, for the customers within our core markets, and are opening other markets to our applications, markets that were not touchable before and that are touchable now due to the amazing increase of performance of our systems. Second question, Honda, how much of the growth will be Honda? We don't answer in detail about these questions. We count on Honda being a growth driver. And of course, having said that, we won't be able to count that much on Mona Lisa Touch in 2019. This means that we count much more on the other products. Net cash generation. We have already delivered the commitment to pay 8 million, more or less, of dividend. We have already the plan to spend about 10 million in capex. And so you are right, the actual net cash generation of this year will depend upon the actual management of the working capital. We have a plan of controlling it, but basically I believe that we are going to have a performance which is a little bit better than the one we had this year. Even though if you go down and look at the 2018 performance of net working capital on a consolidated basis, when we will release the financials, the detail will be evident. The increase is due mainly, if not all, to one component only, which is inventory. So we did very well in receivables because receivables were the same of last year, even though we grew 12 point something percent. We were okay with our vendors because we maintained the same amount even though we grew. And we had an increase in inventory, which is mainly due to two reasons. First, in certain segments, we were thinking to sell more, and therefore we had an excess inventory of the year that we didn't liquidate till the end of the year. Third, we are trying to give the very best service to our customers in a competitive market, and to give the very best service you need to be ready for delivery. In order to be ready for delivery, you need to have materials on hand to finalize manufacturing. And manufacturing is becoming tougher in a period of shortage of certain supplies, which need to be booked way earlier in order to make sure we don't run out of certain strategic supplies. For this reason, we had an increase in the inventory, which was quite transversal to our business. So we had it in the medical and we had it in the industrial.
And thank you. And if I may, is there any update on the Mona Lisa Touch and the, let's say, issues with Hologic and so on and so forth? I don't know if you want to touch.
The issues on Mona Lisa Touch are with the market only, because, I mean, the issues have been generated by the FDA with this letter, which was on a theoretical point of view was appropriate, was totally inappropriate when dealing about the safety and efficacy issues. Bottom line, the effect of the letter has been heavily negative, both on the U.S. market and on the other market. I was looking today at the conference call of one of our, let's say, competitors, which is ViVD. It's a listed company that is manufacturing an RF device for vaginal treatment. So it's their only business, and themselves are reporting how the mood of the users and end users of our technology have changed. It will take time to recover. And as I mentioned before, we are fully committed in recovering, which in this moment can come only with the further confirmation of the scientific soundness and effectiveness of our systems through the performance of extending studies to be done in the United States. This is something which takes money and time, but we are moving the steps, as I mentioned, together with Hologic in order to be able to beat this way. But recovery will be slow. This doesn't mean, you're welcome. This doesn't mean that we don't believe in the long-term validity of this application, which is a disruptive application for that particular disease.
Thank you again.
The next question is from Edoardo Girelli of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one is about Onda. I understood you actually can't disclose your plans for Onda and your sales expectation, but could you please update us on your timing? You're going to start selling the product in other countries, for example, Brazil, by the end of 2019, or an update about the United States. The second question would be on R&D expenses. As they increase 25%, as you said, are you planning to increase the R&D also in the coming years at a slower rate? And also, in terms of personal costs, do you think the increase in personal costs could slow down a little bit and decrease the impact, the margin impact on sales?
Okay. Onda. Timing, thank you, Eduardo. Thank you for the questions. Onda, we are working on the extension of our clearances. We are working on Brazil, where we expect, I confirm, the clearance till the end of the year, as well as we expected for Russia. In the USA, we are working on a concept that could fly, which would mean getting a limited clearance in order to start selling the products with a limited set of intended uses, which could allow us to sell, but would not allow us to sell at full throttle because we wouldn't be able to market certain claims. I will update you through the year, but for this moment, it is unlikely that we will be able to start selling in the USA within financial year 2019. R&D expense increased materially in 2018. We will maintain a high level of expenditure in R&D since it is our core activity. We start spending a lot in R&D also in China, where application R&D is becoming more and more important. And also we are receiving some funding from the local authorities to support our R&D expenditure. I believe that the increase in R&D expense in 2019 was quite unusual. I believe that we will maintain an increase within the range of increase of our revenues. Personal expense, we did quite well in 2018, where we had a 12.9% increase in revenues and a 9% increase in staff yes. expenses. We do our best to maintain low the increase in staff expense as well as operating expenses. We don't have plans of heavy hiring, and therefore I believe that we should be able to maintain, given our revenue growth around 10%, our employees' cost growth within the rate of growth of revenue, therefore improving again the productivity of this cost.
Okay, thank you very much. If I may, I have just one follow-up question about Honda, which is generally, if Honda sales go, let's say, well in the coming year, in 2019 already, could it be possible that the gross margin will not decrease as expected given the worst sales mix? I mean, if the industrial sales go up, basically, can Honda counterbalance these sales mix weak effect?
It's hard to say, but my answer would in principle be no.
Okay.
Because just to make the figures, we don't disclose the figures, but for sure, I'm telling you, there's no hope of doing 40 million in Honda. There's no hope for doing 40 million in Honda. So 40 million would be roughly 10% of our total revenue after a growth of 10%, roughly 10% in this year, and doing rough numbers. And therefore, a higher margin products impacting less than 10% on sales will contribute, but will not be the item deciding the overall gross margin. Unfortunately, I mean, the gross margin is a complex algorithm of tens of products of different markets, and it depends from many things. Of course, we expect the sales of Honda to improve it, but again, since you know that gross margin are lower in the industrial.
Sure.
Basically, the increase in the industrial market could be, in terms of gross margin itself, of the same magnitude of the increase in the Honda sales. What will make the difference is our ability to leverage the increased margin in absolute value.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Emanuel De Figueiredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good, Good afternoon. Just two or three questions. The first one is, can you give a little bit of context for Italy, both on the industrial and on the aesthetics or the medical, and particularly on the industrial? Italy has benefited historically in the last one and a half years on the tax. Companies have been incentivized to invest. So what is the outlook for the industrial in Italy? And then if we can just go back to Onda and maybe answer the question in a different way, which is, at the end of 2018, which were the main markets where you were already selling the Onda products? And then my last question is on the M&A. For quite some time now, you have not bought anything. Are you currently working on something? Should we expect possibly some M&A in the course of 2019? Thank you.
Thank you, Manny. Yes, you're right. The industrial manufacturing market for capital equipment has been helped in the last year by the tax cuts that were provided by our tax laws. The outlook for the Italian market for 2019 is nevertheless very good anyway, and this is due to the fact that we believe we have in hand a silver bullet, which is our ability to dramatically improve the performances of our system and to cut an increase and to touch an increasing number of customers. So even though we expect a softer economy in Italy, and we expect also a decrease in the support from tax authorities, we believe that we will be able to grow. In Italy, in aesthetics, the tax effect was also helping, but here we believe that the work we have done in the various businesses is such in terms of product release that we can maintain our clear leadership on the Italian market and continue to sell an increasing number and volume of laser systems. And so the outlook for Italy is positive. We were organizing an interview with a TV for the next days, and one of the companies was recession in Italy. And at the first point, we were answering that it's not the case for us. Then, of course, we have to elaborate why it's not the case. It's not the case because we have put on the ground a set of innovation that will, in our forecast, allow us to grow again. Back on your second question about Onda. Onda has been selling mainly in Europe, and mainly in Italy, Spain, UK, Turkey, and in some Far East country and some Middle East country. I have in mind Singapore, India, the Emirates. Those have been the countries where we had the higher amount of sales for the product in 2018. M&A, excuse me, I forgot the third question. M&A, there's nothing new. We are always looking at things to do, smaller and larger, but there's nothing we can talk about. Even though 2018 has basically closed a potential option of M&A that we had, which was the integration of our related company, Quantastatic USA, which could have been a potential stronghold for the whole group if we had decided, would have decided to integrate it into the group in full. This did not take place. Quantastatic USA was actually liquidated at the end of 2018. Currently, for the U.S. activity, which is very relevant and has for the group a significant impact, even though through different channels and also for different markets, because we are strong in the aesthetic, in the surgical, and in the therapeutic with ADA in the United States. For what concerns the aesthetics, we are mainly concentrating all our activity with one of the most dynamic subjects operating on the U.S. market in this moment, which is our distributor for Deca products and Quanta products. The company's name is Carspessa, and it's one of the companies that have been generated by the more aggressive salespeople which flee out of Cynosure on before the acquisition of Hologic. This is all I have to say about M&A activity, and I wanted to add something about the U.S. because, as you know, Emmanuel, the U.S. is an area where we are looking forward to do something in order to get a stronger presence in that country.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm looking forward to see your product at the STAR conference.
I'll see you I'll show you the pictures of they're amazing. You need to be very fast in with your eyes in order to keep up with the speed of the cutting. Thank you. So see you next week.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Excellent. Thank you for your joining this call. So I say we will meet with some of you next week at the STAR conference, and for the moment, have a nice weekend.
Thank you very
much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye to everyone. Bye.